The night is waning. We're laying on the couch watching a movie. And I'm snuggled up next to him in my panties and a t-shirt. My head is lying on his lap, and the light of the TV dances across my face as I try to focus on the movie you were so enthusiastic about sharing with me. What was it called again? The title escapes me as he continues stroking my hair with his hand. I feel bad that I can't seem to properly dedicate my attention to something he really wanted me to see. But my feelings of guilt don't do much to keep me in line. And here I am, struggling to keep myself focused on the screen despite all my efforts. My eyes keep drifting down to the show that's broadcasting even closer to my face. I watch as the bulge of his cock rises and falls ever so slightly with each breath he takes. He's laughing now, and the surprise of it helps turn my attention back to the TV. But the flickering faces and witty remarks aren't nearly as interesting as the distraction of his cock so close to my face. Time is slowing down now. Or is it speeding up? I can't tell as the heat radiating from him starts to engulf me. His smell is intoxicating. The musky scent of his sweat from the day and the dull hint of whatever body wash he used this morning are creating a powerful mixture. Rising and falling. Why am I like this? Is it so hard to watch a movie with someone else without being distracted by their cock? My lust rides my conscience. His smell is so fucking sexy. And maybe the movie won't last that long. But my good intentions are betrayed by my craving. And my hand is already moving instinctively. I need to explore the shape of his cock. It's the only thing I can think about anymore. My fingers trace the mountain that my eyes can't seem to tear away from. And I instinctively nuzzle my cheek and lips against the bulge. I inhale deeply. My mind spinning now. I can feel him hardening in my hands as I continue to caress the shape of his cock. As my excitement grows, my desire to see what's hiding underneath the cotton of his sweats does too. I push up onto my elbow and move my hand to the band of his pants. But my greed is quickly contained, and I feel the weight of his hand as he pushes against mine, making my palm lie flat against his waist. The heat of him against me strokes my knee, and I let out a moan that escapes from my lips, which are now pouting because of his refusal to let me feed my immediate desire. I hear a low growl and then look up into his face. I realize quickly that I've made a mistake, and my seemingly innocent distraction has landed me into a game I'm not sure I'm ready for. He doesn't look mad. His eyes twinkle with a longing playfulness, and I feel like prey caught out in the middle of an open field. He sits up, and as he does, I'm forced to rock backwards, away from him. He peels his eyes from me, and I watch as he sweeps clean the coffee table before us of everything upon it. "Get up here now," he says, and I obey without question. Despite his playfulness, I can sense that I fucked up. My weakness once again getting the better of me. I stand up and crawl awkwardly across the top of the tiny table. The wood is hard, yet smooth. "Face me," his voice says sternly. I position myself in his direction, trying not to take too much time to follow his orders. I spread my weight out between both my hands and my knees instinctively. I feel like a plaything on a pedestal. And his demeanor makes me fully aware that despite my slightly heightened position in front of him, I'm the one looking up into his unwavering gaze. But I notice quickly that the table is just small enough to where my feet can't rest on it without them hanging off. So instead, I elevate them slightly and lie one foot on top of the other in order to maintain my balance. But my knees must bear even more weight now, and that makes my back arch higher. This predicament requires even more concentration. Concentration, I'm not sure I have. My toes point playfully towards the ceiling as the wood starts to warm underneath me. I was such a naughty girl. He lays back against the couch again, and I watch as he moves his own hands where mine had just ventured without permission. His cock is fully erect now, and I can see it straining against his pants. I'm breathing hard now, and I can feel my heart picking up the pace in my chest. He doesn't waste a lot of time and pulls down the band of his sweats and boxer briefs in one swift motion. His cock springs out and a gasp escapes my mouth. A wolfish grin dances on his lips and the pulsing that I can feel in my chest is now beating between my thighs. He starts to stroke his cock, and I'm forced to watch as he moves his hand slowly up and down his shaft. Something I long to do for him, if only he'd let me. His hands are so big, and I feel my breath catch in my throat every time he stops to stroke his thumb on the tip of his cock. He's teasing me, and it's working way too fucking well. I can hear his breathing increasing, and I start to panic, thinking that he might not give me permission to satisfy him tonight. "Please, sir," I whimper pathetically. His eyes bore into me, and my heart dances with alarm. But it doesn't overpower the growing need I have. It's such a twisted desire, and I want so bad to find the pleasure hidden beneath the fear I feel. I can feel my pussy growing increasingly wet, and I squeeze my thighs together at an attempt to contain the palpitating waves I feel pulsing in my panties. My knees draw attention as they drag across the wood, sticking ever so slightly from from the damp heat escaping from my overstimulated body. He stands up swiftly, and his cock is now deliberately hanging in my face. He leans over me, grabs the inside of my thighs, and roughly spreads my legs back apart. I let out another whimper. I already need to fucking come, and I know this game hasn't even begun. Don't move, he says in a low, rumbling growl. One of his hands finds me again, and I can feel it slide slowly down my back. His cock is swaying right before me. Why won't he let me taste it? He pushes my shirt up slightly, and I can feel the air softly kissing my newly exposed skin. He slides his other hand behind my head to gain further control of me. I can't help but feel at home in my current position. But now he's leaning farther down across my back, his hand gliding over my ass. The heat of his body surrounding me makes me yearn to feel the same all-consuming warmth inside of me. The head of his cock is so close to my lips, and I slide my tongue out to wet them as I gaze longingly at his delicious cock. Fuck me. He moves my panties to one side, and God, his fingers feel so rough and demanding against my soft, sensitive skin. His hand goes down the length of me. His fingers halt slightly as they grip my ass roughly, and then they continue down at an achingly slow pace. And I can feel his fingers sliding closer and closer to my wet pussy. I'm quivering underneath him, and his cock is now pulsing so close to the pout of my lips that I can feel the heat coming off of his rock-hard erection. His finger is pushing ever so slightly on the opening of my pussy, and my body is overcome with the desire to have him inside of me. I can feel his grip tighten around the back of my head. He must sense my need as he braces to maintain control of me. He puts pressure at the opening of my pussy now with two fingers and makes them dance teasingly in my wetness. But I need to taste him, his musky scent daring me to come closer. And I'm already leaning forward, his cock the perfect trap. He is so thick, and the tip of his throbbing cock makes me open my mouth wide. I wrap my lips longingly around the only part of his cock I'm able to reach. A moan escapes from me. But part of the sound reverberates down his shaft in vibrations. I can literally feel my yearning rippling into him with the action. I want to show him so bad how much he means to me. His hand that was covering my ass stiffens, and he flattens the fingers that he was about to insert inside of me against my opening so that all I can do is squeeze my hands into fists as he continues to hold me at his mercy. My tongue and lower lip are desperately trying to inch his cock deeper into my mouth though. And I slide my tongue further down his length, tracing the large vein that I can feel pounding along the bottom of his thick shaft. If only he would push my face into him so his cock thrusts deeper down my throat. But I can't look up to him to plead with my eyes, because all I can see is his chest. Now I can feel his fingers weaving into my hair, as if it was necessary at this point. And I moan loudly with anticipation that he'll give me what I so badly desire. But then I start to feel his length moving out of my mouth instead of being forced in. I tighten my lower lip to hold onto his cock as it slides out, and as his cock head passes my tongue, I thrust it upwards against my top lip in order to try and stop it from exiting all too soon. But as much as I try, I can't hold on to it, and it makes a slight popping sound as my lips are forced to release their grip on his engorged erection. But I'm the prey in this scenario, and I plunged head first right into another trap. He lifts his hand away from my body, only to bring it crashing back down on the underside of my ass. The crack of his hand startles me, and I let out a gasp. The force of him pulling out of my mouth and the clap on my ass makes his cock spring slightly up and down before me, daring me to take him into my mouth again. My eyes are drawn quickly up to his face as he leans back slightly away from me. What have I done? Fuck, why was I so careless? He puts his cock back in his pants, but the size of it is still so distracting, pressing up against the material of his sweats. So much so that I see it even while I stare up at him. Now I do see anger dancing in his eyes ever so slightly, and he reaches down and grabs my jaw. He tilts my face upwards and moves in close so I can feel his breath hitting my face as he speaks. "Did I say you could put my cock in your mouth, little girl?" he says in a low, dangerous voice.
No, sir, I reply.
I want to apologize, to tell him I'm sorry, but the only thing I can manage in my current situation is a pout. I try to gaze down, but he tightens his grip on my chin, and I rock slightly from side to side on my hands to keep myself stable as his own jaw stiffens. He stares into my eyes for what feels like forever. My shame becomes apparent as I can feel the flesh in my cheeks starting to burn. But he doesn't break eye contact. "You will do exactly what I say and nothing else." His voice is steady and controlled, but the power and ferocity behind the command makes me feel tiny and trapped. He lets go of my jaw.
"Yes, sir,"
I manage to say in a whimper. "Take your hands off the table and sit on your knees," he orders, and I obey, still feeling like a toy on display, as he makes no mention of having me move off of the solid wooden table that I've been inhabiting. He moves towards me again, and his hands find the bottom of my t-shirt. "Raise your hands," he demands,
and I comply.
He removes my t-shirt and taps my arms to indicate that I can put them back to my sides. I'm kneeling in front of him now, completely naked, aside from my soaking wet panties that are still somewhat disheveled after his exploration. And the reminder of that sets off a spark in my clit. I bite my tongue to hold back the moan that would surely land me in more trouble, given the timing. "Put your hands back on the table," he demands. I follow his order immediately, and as I do, I can feel some of my hair lightly tickle my still, overly sensitive body as it falls around me on my now naked back. I'm in so much trouble. I know it. But somehow, the anticipation of the inevitable punishment to come turns me even more on. I hear him walking away, but I don't dare turn around to follow the direction of his departure. He will be back. I've been captured, after all. But he makes me wait in agony. I'm not sure how long he's gone. 5 minutes now. Maybe 10. And just when the madness of waiting starts to get the better of me, he returns. He stands behind me, and I want so much to look back to see his face. But I need to behave as best I can. He makes me wait again to see what will come, just for good measure. The torture of the clock ticking away without remorse. Then suddenly, without notice, I feel his hand clap down on my ass cheek. I let out a low moan as the power of it ripples deep inside of my pussy. God, it feels so fucking good. His hand comes back down again, and I let out another low moan. "You naughty fucking slut," he growls. And I can sense the beast awakening inside of him. He grabs my panties, and I can feel them digging hard into my skin for only a second as he rips them off of me. They're in his hands now, no longer on me. The cotton no match for the enormous presence of the man that stands behind me. Now I'm completely naked, and before I can fully process what just happened, I feel another slap land relentlessly against one of my already warmed ass cheeks. Over and over, his hand comes down on my ass, and my moans grow louder with ecstasy as the searing heat and tenderness draw me closer to the edge. That delicious brink between pain and pleasure. I have no idea how many times he spanked me now. He didn't ask me to count this time. And not having to do so has left me lost in the moment. Lost in the feelings. Lost in the sounds. In the pain. In the pleasure. Minutes go by. I don't know how much more I can take. My mind feels like it's going to explode as I try to process all these emotions and feelings colliding down on me at once. But then, he stops. He squeezes my raw, cherry red ass cheeks, the dark bruising already beginning to take over. Now he's using his hands to trap the heat from his spankings from escaping. Though not intentionally, I don't think. His palms and fingers gliding gently over the fresh markings he just made. The contrast of his soft touch with my tender skin after the ruthless spankings I just had makes my ass feel even more on fire. My senses heightening to new elevations. I moan loudly from the gentle assault, and my hands holding me up almost give out. But then he groans with desire. You bad, bad girl. And I feel his massive hands at my thighs as he smears my juices onto his fingers. My body has betrayed me, if my moans didn't already make it apparent. And he sees how much pleasure his pain has provided me. He thrusts two of his fingers inside of me and baits me even more to falter from my position. I let out a loud cry of pleasure, and he laughs menacingly as he slips his fingers back out. I can hear him taste me as he licks his fingers and his overzealous and the smack of his lips that comes after makes my breathing become more rapid. I wonder how much more of this I can take. But his fun with me isn't over yet, and he grabs my hands and pulls them behind my back, tugging me towards him. He binds them with something rough, although with what exactly, I'm not sure. Rope, maybe? Whatever it is, I don't really care. And the question goes unanswered as I feel him pull on the binding to make sure it's held fast. I suddenly feel so much more defenseless, and I can hear myself panting with anticipation. I feel so pathetic. But the beast in him is still fiending, and his hand presses between my shoulder blades hard. He slams me down into the table, my shoulders and the side of my cheek catching the brunt of the blow. I let out a whine, but the pain is already dissipating. In this position, my tits are smashed into the table, and my ass is all the way up in the air. The magnitude of my vulnerability makes my desire grow exponentially.